So we're back for 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to be talking about Haggadah 2.0. So let's say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kitchanu, B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu Ma'asok B'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Yerushalmi Pesachim, chapter 10, and we're starting a new Mishnah. We're in Mishnah 5. We're just really rolling right on through. And so here we go. All right, so here's the Mishnah. Ad Echan Hu Omer. So until when does one recite Hallel? So Hallel is that group of psalms, which is basically like the upbeat music set of psalms where you're just saying, yee-haw, I love you, God, you know. Sorry. I've lived in Texas for a very long time. in more scholarly tone, that would be Psalms 113 and following. Sorry, guys. Okay. All right. So, you know how when you do your Seder, you tell the story of the Exodus, and then right before you eat, sort of the last part of the telling is you sing part of Hallel. Okay, you sing part of those Yeehaw God psalms. All right, so the question is, how much of those Yeehaw God songs do you sing before you eat? Okay, so Beit Shammai says, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ad Habanim Smecha, until a joyful mother of children. Now that is Psalm 113, verse 9. Uveit Hillel Omrim, but Beit Hillel says, Ad Halamish Maino Maim, until the flint turns into a flowing fountain. That's Psalm 114:8. And in fact, of course, that is how you do it in today's Seder. I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure what the reasoning of Beit Shammai is. And if any of you know, please do email me so I can pass it along to the group. It's maybe they're just so used to eating that they can't, you know, hold off on a meal. Okay. The Chotem Bigula, and you seal that part of the Seder with a blessing of redemption. Okay, so, and that sort of ends the first half of the Seder. It's sort of like the big, it's the big production. Actually, if you think about it, it's the big production number right before intermission. Sorry, having a good time with this today. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, so Rabbi Tarfon says, Asher ga'alnu v'ga'al et avotenu mi Mitzrayim v'higyanu uzmat halayla hazah. So the blessing that you say to sort of end the first half of the Seder is, blessed are you, God, who redeemed us and redeemed our forefathers from Egypt and enabled us to reach this night. Now, you might want to go ahead and look in your Seder and see if your Seder has that. I'm not sure that all Seders do. Sorry about that. I just ran to get the Haggadah that I really prefer. If you have a chance to buy it, you really should. It's called the Polychrome Historical Haggadah for Passover. The author is Jacob Friedman, F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N. And it's incredible. It's a four-color text of the Passover Seder. And what it shows you is the different historical layers that each one of the words in the Seder comes from. So there's a different color for things from the Bible, things from Mishnah, things from Talmud, things from the medieval era, things from the modern era. So it's almost like looking at an archaeological dig in the Seder itself. It's just a fabulous resource. They never reprinted it, so you may have trouble finding it. However, if you find one, buy it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book. And in my book, oh my goodness, they took this nice, simple little blessing, this one little line blessing that we have here in our Mishnah, and they just expanded it to a paragraph. Oh my goodness. Yuck. God bless the Yerushalmi. Anyway, all right. So it's very short in Yerushalmi and in Mishnah. And also, if you think about it, that blessing sounds an awful lot like Shehecheyanu, doesn't it? Right? Let me read it to you again. Asher ga'alu v'ga'al et avotenu mimitzrayim v'higi'anu halayla hazah. Right? The God who redeemed us and redeemed our fathers from Egypt and brought us to this night. So it's clearly a little riff on Shehecheyanu. Oh, you have to love these guys. Okay. The Eino Chotem, and you don't finish off this blessing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ken Adonai Eloheinu, that you add the words Adonai Eloheinu, Yegi'anu l'regalim havaim l'kratenu l'shalom, that you bring us to the approaching pilgrimage feasts in peace. Samechim bevinyan erecha, sorry about that, the type was getting very small. Make us happy in the building of your city. Sasim ba'avodatecha uvichidush beit mikdashecha, and make us joyful in the renewal of your holy temple. V'sham nochal min ha'psachim, min ha'zavachim, and there we shall eat of the Passover sacrifices and the other offerings. Asher higia damam al kir mizbechecha l'ratzon, that will reach the wall of your altar for gracious acceptance. V'nodelecha al ge'ulatenu, and we shall thank you with a new song for our redemption. Baruch Ata Adonai Ga'al Yisrael. Blessed are you, God, who has redeemed Israel. Actually, that is what's in the Haggadah that I have here, or at least most of it. So Rabbi Akiva wins out on that one. All right, we'll pick back up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.